Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Sheila Hameen Show. At this time, we're going to start off with a word of prayer, and hosting the show for this afternoon will be Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameen. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you right now. Oh God, we ask for your mercy and for your grace. Oh God, we ask that you will look upon us with compassion. Lord, forgive our sins, blot out our transgressions. Wash us and purge us, Lord. Please, my God, work on us on the inside and on the outside, that your name may be glorified in our lives. Lord God, that we may honor you and walk before you in spirit and in truth, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, cover us under your blood. Keep us and preserve us. In the name of Jesus, we're depending on you, Lord. And we're looking unto you right now. We are calling on you today, Lord, to stop by and visit us, Lord. We need strength and we need power. We need you, Lord, to intervene right now, God, and destroy the yokes of bondage. destroy the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, please move on our behalf, Lord, and fight our battles. Lord God, destroy the works of the enemy before us. Lord God, move those hindrances out of the way so that we may go forth and do your will. We are inviting you today to visit us during this broadcast and to look on every listener. Lord, let a special blessing come upon us one by one in the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord, every soul, my God. Let the blessing overtake us in the name of Jesus and send forth your word today. Lord, let your word have free course. We are listening to hear from you today. Our hearts are open, O God, and our ears are open to hear from you, Lord. We ask you to speak to our hearts. O God, speak to our minds in the name of Jesus. O blessed Savior, we are praying, God, for those who are on a prayer list, one by one and name by name, asking that you will bless everyone who has requested a prayer, anyone desiring prayer, something special,
yes,
from you today, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that you will grant it and let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. Oh, my Lord, we are down here waiting on you, and we need you, Lord, to increase our faith. Lord, help us to believe you as the scripture says. Oh, Lord, take away all unbelief, all doubt, all drawback, all fear, all apprehension. Lord, remove it out of the way so that we may trust you with our whole heart, oh, God. Oh, Lord God, only you can do it, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will create in us a clean heart, that you will work on us, Lord, for you are the potter. And we are the clay, and we are in your hand, Lord. Do with us whatsoever you will, whatever is pleasing unto you, my God. And we are praying, Lord, for our leaders today, asking that you will bless them, lead, guide, and direct them in the way they should go and how they should lead your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, bless the congregation. Bless all your members, one by one, name by name, from the least to the greatest. Oh, Lord God, and help us to come together and to unite as one. Give us that love and unity in our hearts, one for another and for everyone, for mankind, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we believe you today, and we're taking you at your word. We are asking for comfort and consolation for those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Oh, God, those who are suffering right now, feeling pain in their heart because of a loss, have mercy today, Lord.
Yes,
give
God
them comfort. Lift them up, Lord Jesus, and uphold them with your right hand. Wrap your loving arms all around them during this difficult time, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we know that you understand when we don't understand. We know, God, that you know us better than we know our own selves. That you made us, and you know everything about us. And we present ourselves before you that you may work on us, oh, God. And bless us today. Oh, Lord God, remember all of those who are on the prayer list, those names that are represented, oh, my God, and those families and loved ones who are represented by the names written on the prayer list. Let it extend, oh, God, even far and near. Oh, my God, move in a mighty way, oh, Lord Jesus. Look on the backslider. Help them to return unto you, Lord Jesus. We believe it, oh, God, and we count it as done, and we give you thanks, Lord.
We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for mercy. Oh, God, we thank you for blessing us, though we don't deserve anything from you, Lord. But we thank you for just loving us and for having mercy on us, for being patient with us. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for hearing us when we call on you, Lord. We thank you for coming to see about us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done, Lord, for what you're about to do, and even what you're doing right now, even though we're not aware of it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we bless your holy name. We pray and ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen, excuse me. And good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture taken from the 17th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 17th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Shew thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that saveth by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings, from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about." Thank God for the reading of his word. The 17th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, the first throughout the ninth verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService. Title One School. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling a little bold, if you have a testimony you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, an encouraging word you'd like to give, definitely give us a call. You don't have to wait and call right now. If you like, and just put yourself on mute when you come in. The guest number is 978-990-5270, and that access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218, and the access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. And we thank God for Evangelist Maybell. Amen. And on every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Calbreath hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271.
And on Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Haas, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. And that access code is 346-9155 for a simple church host Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoges teams up with evangelist Annette Bradley tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Added to our prayer list is LaVon Wilkins Jr. He has gone completely blind. We want to keep him in our prayers. This is Miss Sandra Meekins' grandson. We want to continue to pray for missionary Lisa Johnson, for John Henry, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Elderberry Johnson, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's granddaughter, the Edmond family, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Dee Johansson, Ola May and Wayne, Mother Mary Brown, Stuart Harris, Mother Barbara Watson Alston, the bereaved Spriggs family, the bereaved Allen family, the bereaved Carr family, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmond Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all those souls who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to attempt to sing a portion of this song. In case you have fallen by the wayside of life, dreams and visions shattered, you're all broken inside. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. In case your situation has turned upside down and all that you've accomplished is now on the ground, you don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. You who are broken, stop by the potter's house. You who need mending, stop by the potter's house. Give him the fragments of your broken life, my friend. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and stop there. But we thank God for the word of God that was read and for all the announcements that have gone forth. And this part of the broadcast, I'm about to turn it over into the hands of the speaker. So go ahead and bring your minds in. If you have pen or paper, you want to take some notes while the word of God is going forth to prepare yourself, your hearts and your minds to receive it. Go ahead and grab those now. Get your Bible if you would like to follow along. Amen. And the next voice you will hear is that of our own Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Pastor Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for the opening prayer, for the scripture reading, and for that beautiful selection. I can say of the truth that God has blessed us, and I thank God for just loving us. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord because he looked down on a sinner like me. He had mercy on my soul, and he converted me, sanctified me, and gave me the Holy Ghost and a determination to continue on, amen, without turning back, without looking back. The Lord put it down in my heart to drive and to go forward. And I thank the Lord for giving me that determination. Though I've been tried down through the years, God has always been there. Praise the Lord. And there are those times when we may fall. God will pick us up. Amen. And we are the clay in the potter's hand. And many times if a vessel would fall and break, God is the only one who can put the vessel back together again. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for having mercy on us. Amen. Thank him for that selection. That's a beautiful selection, one of my favorites. Praise the Lord. All we have to do is stop by the potter's house. And when we get there, he'll know exactly what to do. Hallelujah.
All right.
He'll put us back together again. Oh, glory be to God. No matter how many pieces we've broken into, we can be shattered in so many pieces. But the potter, God Almighty, can put us back together again. So don't let the enemy tell you that you have no hope or you've done too much or you've gone too far. Just believe God and take him at his word and stop by the potter's house. Oh, praise the Lord. Then he will work on you. Glory to God. If he have to tear you up and break you all up and put you back together again, he'll mold you, make you, form you, shape you into the vessel that's pleasing and honorable to him. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. That song got me stirred up. That wasn't my message. But I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel his anointing. Praise be to God. We ought to just stop by the potter's house. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So that must be my message today, that somebody needs to be fixed. Something is broken. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
we need the potter, to put us back together. No doubt we've been gone for many years. Down through the years, year in and year out, but something is wrong. Something is broken. We are not at where we ought to be. Oh, my Lord, we need to stop on by the potter's house. As the Lord spoke to Jeremiah, and he told him to go down to the potter's house, and he sent him there for a reason. He told him that when he get there, he was going to speak to him. Oh, thank you, Lord. Sometimes we are trying to hear from the Lord. We want to hear his voice. We want the Lord to speak to us. But God wants us to be in a certain place so that he can speak to us. So Jeremiah had to wait on the word from the Lord until after he got down to the potter's house. And when he arrived, glory be to God, God began to cause him to watch the worker on the wheel. The potter began to work on the clay. He took the clay and he put it on that wheel. And I was in high school and I took art, and I used to work with the clay on the wheel, where you operate the wheel, cause it to spin around, and you put a lump of clay on there, lay it on there lightly, but you slam it down on there. Because you want to get out all the air bubbles and impurities and whatnot, so that when you put it in the kiln and heat it up to make it set, you don't want any air bubbles causing the vessel to pop and to burst or shatter. So you got to get all of those things out of the clay. That's why you have to really be harsh with the clay. You got to press it down, you got to squeeze it, and you got to slam it down on the wheel. And while it's spinning around on that wheel, Nuggets say the truth that knowing this, if God's got us in his hand and he's the potter, it's not going to be pleasant. It's not going to feel good while God is working on us. Hallelujah.
All right.
Oh, yes, Lord God. But when God gets through, yes, Lord.
When he gets through.
Yes. When he gets through, we'll come through as pure gold. We'll come through as a vessel of honor, pleasing unto the potter. That whatever he desire to make, that's what we'll be. Oh, praise be to God. Somebody needs to come on down Potter's house and ask the Lord to work it out, to put you back together again, to gather up all the pieces, wherever they may be, and bring you together. Oh, glory be to God, and cause you to do his will. Praise the Lord. Don't run from the will of God, but embrace it. Amen. Allow God to fix you. It may get rough sometimes. It may be a little tough. Oh, praise the Lord. But just let God work on you. Let God fix you the way he wants you to be. Praise be to God. That passage of scripture is in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, I believe. Amen. And that's where the Lord wanted his people to know that they were in his hand and that he could do with them what the potter was doing with that clay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because God is sovereign. Amen. And he has the power to do everything. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible. You might think that you can't be changed, but the Lord God can change every heart. You might think that your thought pattern cannot change, but God has the power to reverse your thoughts. Oh, praise the Lord, to redirect your thoughts. God has the power to change your heart. Oh, praise the Lord. So don't let the enemy deceive you. Don't let the enemy tell you that God cannot change you, that God can't fix you, because God can do everything. God can work on you. Hallelujah. And there are those times when God has a calling on your life. God wants you to do certain things, and he will intervene in a mysterious way, in a way that you could never, ever have thought of or imagined. But God's got a way that's mighty sweet. God will intervene. He'll turn things upside down in your life. He'll put things in your path. Amen. And he'll also put you in the path of somebody who will give you God's word, who will tell you what God wants you to know. And you may not even know the individual. They may not have ever known you or seen you before. But God has a way of getting our attention. God has a way of stopping us in our tracks, just like he did with Saul, whose name was changed to Paul. He stopped him in his tracks because Saul thought that he was doing the will of God. He thought that it was God's will for him to persecute the people of God. And he was on his way to Damascus with a letter, oh, my Lord, from the high priest with the permission to bind up anyone who believed in Jesus and bring them back and put them in prison. But on his way, God stopped him in his tracks and caused him to fall down to the ground. Oh, my Lord, God will bring you all the way down. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll stop you completely. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And he'll turn you around. Because of his love, he'll stop you from going in the way of error. God will do it out of love. Because he loves you so much, and he want to give you a second chance or even a third or fourth or fifth chance to obey his commandment, to obey his voice, and to heed his call. Stop by the potter's house today. If that's you, stop on by the potter's house. Come on down to the potter's house and let the potter put you back together again. Oh, glory be to God. Let the potter fix you in every area of your life. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Because let the potter work on you. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the word of God. I just thank the Lord. Like I said before, it wasn't my intention. This was not the message that I had prepared, but I thank God for his anointing. I thank God for just dropping his thought in my heart. And I just want to encourage you today to just surrender to the Lord. Surrender completely, even with your whole heart. And whatever is broken, God will fix it. Don't try to fix it yourself. Don't try to figure it out on your own. Don't lean to your own understanding. Don't become complacent or set in your ways, but have an open mind and an open heart to hear from God. Hallelujah. Don't develop a tunnel vision, thinking that you are right, because the Bible lets us know there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So don't be led into destruction. Turn and take a detour if you have to, and stop by the potter's house. The potter is waiting on you to come on down and speak to you. Yes, Lord. So he can work on you. Glory to God. So he can fix you. Bless the name of Jesus. God can fix it for you today. So I just thank the Lord once again for the word of God. I pray that you have been encouraged and that you heard something that can help you along the way. And at this time, we're going to prepare to go to the Lord in prayer. And if you have any kind of doubt, any unbelief, we're going to ask God to remove it right now, because this is why so many people are broken. It's because of fear, unbelief, drawback, doubt. All of those things can break you for your life, but the potter can put you back together today. You don't have to put it off any longer. You don't have to wait any longer. If you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, you have the opportunity right now to get to know him, to come to him. He is the potter, and he'll take you in his hand. He'll mold you, shape you, and form you into a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful vessel. Hallelujah. So you can have a completely different life. You can live your best life by living for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Turn and walk away from the world today. Make up your mind that you're going to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Give up everything and everybody. Walk away from it this day, and you'll be glad you did. Because when you give up these things, God will surely bless you. Amen. And he will restore to you many times more than what you gave up. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. So don't be fearful and don't draw back. But just believe God and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you today, Lord, with humbled hearts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, asking you for mercy, asking for a touch today, asking for
God.
Forgiveness, Lord. We're asking
you
to move upon us. Oh, glory, hallelujah, touch, Lord, heal, deliver, make whole, Lord. Work wonders and work miracles. Lord, somebody's in need of a breakthrough and waiting, oh God, for that breakthrough. We ask, God, that you will grant it today in the name of Jesus. We come to you, Lord, and we ask that you will look on the repentant heart, the one that needs forgiveness today, who are crying out to you to get to know you, Lord, the soul, Lord, who's accepting you as their personal Savior. Yes. Forgive them, Lord, and take away their sins right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, my Lord, manifest yourself unto them. Make yourself known unto them. Oh, Lord Jesus, save their souls. Fill their souls with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross, save the world. And we believe you, Lord Jesus. We believe you and we take you at your word. We are asking you this afternoon, Lord, to move all around, near and far, to every listener that's listening to this broadcast and anyone that's represented. Jesus, have mercy. Touch, Lord, right now. Somebody's in need of a healing in their body. Lord God, they've been sick for a long time and desiring to be made whole. Oh, Lord, you know all about it. You went to a man who had a sickness for 38 years. Oh, God, yes. Could not get into the water when the angel troubled the water, but you stopped by. Oh, glory, yes. Hallelujah. And you made him whole on the spot. You're the same, yes. God, with the same power. Oh, Lord God, do it right now while we're praying, Lord Jesus. Heal, oh, my God. Take away that affliction in the name of Jesus and all of those who are on the prayer list desiring to be healed in the hospitals, in their homes, and sick in their body. They're sick mentally or spiritually, Lord. We're praying for healing for the nation. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Send healing, Lord Jesus. For you are our healer. With your stripes, we are healed. And we believe it right now. And we count it as done, Lord. We thank you. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your touch. Lord, we thank you for your healing power. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, my Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, for blessing us today. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you continue to be with us, that your presence will remain with us, oh Lord, until we meet again. Oh Lord, and we count it as done, and we praise you, Lord. We honor you. We ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. The broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of God coming through again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that prayer. Thank God for the anointing. And she began to preach and speak about that something that is broken, and we need to go back down to the potter's house. And it happens sometimes. We go on, and maybe we're not fasting as much or not praying as much or reading our Bible as much, and sometimes our faith is being tried. We get discouraged, and we need to go back down to the potter's house. That the Lord touched me in that message. That the anointing touched me in that message. And God, he can put us back together again. We who are broken, if your heart is broken, if your heart needs mending, feel free to stop by. And I know that this was the Lord that was speaking to Evangelist Hameen. I begin to get a text of the gentleman that I was asking for prayer for the in the beginning, Sandra Meekins' grandson, and she began to text me and tell me that he felt like he had let God down and he feels so defeated. And when you begin to preach, that's the message, the text came through, and it just spoke to what this young man is going through at this present moment. He went blind, and I let her know, you know, we are praying for him, and he can stop on by himself. He can be healed, and his faith can be increased. And this is what the world needs. Like you begin the events, I mean, you begin to pray for healing for the nation. This is what the world needs, healing and forgiveness, and to stop by the potter's house to be put back together again. I enjoy this. I enjoy the word of God. I enjoy the broadcast. I want to say to Evangelist Amin, keep on preaching the word of God. If any clergy are on or you want to call in, I want to give you that opportunity to do it. We do thank God for Evangelist Maybell. I believe that she's supporting Evangelist Cynthia right now. So if you want to call in, feel free. And if not, I know, you know, some folks are in services right now, or some folks might be in places where they aren't able to speak, but we thank God for you anyway. Thank God for you listening. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Pastor Hameen for final words. God bless you. That is Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for those beautiful remarks. And I thank God because God is a healer, and he knows what's going on at any time, any moment. And I wasn't even aware of that, but God knows. And it's important that this young man feeling this way knows that God cares about him and that he can come on by, stop by the potter's house, and God will put him together. God will fix whatever is wrong, whatever is broken, whatever needs to be fixed. God will do it for him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for the broadcast. Thank God for the word of God. And that word actually ministered to me, and the Lord just began to touch me through the word. This word is so powerful. Praise the Lord. And I just thank him for the word of God. And I want to encourage you to take the word of God in and apply it to your life. And if you hear God speaking to you and you know it's the Lord, I advise you to be humble and obedient. Whatever yes. it is God is directing you to do, just be humble and obedient and take heed and do what God is giving you to do. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for the broadcast this afternoon. Thank God for all of you, for your prayers, your continued support. We want you to know we love you and we are praying for you. We ask that you will continue to keep us in your prayers. And if there's nothing else at this time, anything else, Evangelist?
Not that I have at this time.
Okay. And if that be all, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. The Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you until we meet again on Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if it's the Lord's will. God bless you and good night.